KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Greetings, this is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, A Daily Digest of Arizona News. It's reported by our KJZZ News team. Glad you're here today. Hope the week's off to a good start for you. And here's what's going on this Tuesday, August the 18th. Water levels in Lake Powell have reached a new record low. As Alex Hager reports, the Colorado River Reservoir is now about 22% full.
The nation's second largest reservoir covers parts of Utah and northern Arizona. If it drops much lower, that could force the shutdown of hydropower turbines that send electricity to about 5 million people. Lower than that, the dam could have trouble sending water downstream at all, jeopardizing the supply for major cities like Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. This news comes after another water milestone. Just downstream, Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir, hit a historic low last week. The records are the result of drought, climate change, and steady demand for Colorado River water. Policymakers are trying to agree on a new plan to rein in demand for the river over the next 2 years. It's expected to be released in the coming weeks. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
When Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, picked former Republican John Giles as her running mate last week, her campaign pitched the move as an olive branch to voters from across the political spectrum. But beyond their voter registration, Hobbs and Giles appear in lockstep on most major issues. From the Politics Desk, here is Wayne Schutzke.
At a recent campaign event, Giles, who is now a registered independent, couldn't name a single point of disagreement with Hobbs.
Remarkably little or nothing, because we're focused on these nonpartisan agenda items, transportation, education. There's not a partisan, approach to these very important challenges that Arizona's facing.
GOP gubernatorial candidate Andy Biggs' campaign accused Giles of losing his Republican bona fides years ago, pointing to the values he shares with Hobbs and his past support for Democrats like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Appealing to voters across the political spectrum is critical for Democratic candidates running for statewide office in Arizona, where independent voters make up more than one-third of the electorate, and Republicans are the single largest voting bloc. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A federal judge has ruled against a bid from the Tohono O'odham Nation in southern Arizona to stop border wall construction on their land. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports 62 miles of the Arizona-Mexico border are inside that tribal nation.
And the federal government hasn't tried to build a wall there. But now the stretch is included in the Trump administration's multi-billion dollar small wall project. The tribe's suit argues that it violates its sovereign boundaries and asks the court to grant a preliminary injunction to stop construction. Robert Miller is a law professor at ASU and a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee tribe. He says while the court acknowledged the tribe's ability to bring the suit,
court thinks they're not liable to win. They think that it's not in the public interest to stop the federal government from building this wall. Of course, they reference to the drugs that have crossed the Arizona border and the illegal immigrants.
Miller says preliminary injunctions are hard to win because they must meet strict stipulations. A spokesman with the Tohono O'odham Nation says the tribe is weighing its legal options. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Mexico and the U.S. have signed an agreement allowing the Mexican military access to the U.S. drone and anti-drone system market. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Krivinsky has more.
The document, signed by U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll on a visit to Mexico, opens up the U.S. Army's marketplace of drones and anti-drone systems to its southern neighbor. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Ronald Johnson said in a post on social media that the agreement will enhance the two countries' ability to combat drug cartels. Mexico-based drug cartels have increasingly leveraged drone and anti-drone technology. The criminal organizations use the technology to fight against rival groups and law enforcement, as well as for surveillance and contraband smuggling. Nina Krivinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
A new report shows housing construction is picking up in Arizona, but the state still faces a shortage of homes, and many Arizona households remain cost-burdened. Catherine Davis-Young has details.
The annual State of Housing in Arizona report from the state's three public universities shows a few encouraging signs. Rent prices appear to be leveling off after years of skyrocketing increases, and home construction is at its highest point in a decade. But Allison Cook Davis, who co-authored the report, says solving the state's housing shortage isn't just a matter of building more.
It's also about creating enough housing choices that people at different incomes and stages of life can find a place that they can afford.
Cook Davis says the housing shortage is most acute for Arizona's lowest income renters. The report notes housing costs in the state are still outpacing wage growth. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
An unfair labor practice lawsuit is near the center of an ongoing vote on whether to form a labor union of around 250 doctors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants at Banner Health. Matthew Casey reports.
The Union of American Physicians and Dentists represents Dr. Sierra Lee in her case against Banner Health. Sebastian Gomez is an organizer for the union.
What happened to Dr. Lee was an example of the conditions under which these clinicians have to work.
When she was the site lead at a Gilbert clinic, Lee says she was reprimanded and retaliated against for sending what management told her was an inappropriate group chat about providers having been wrongly scheduled to work every Saturday this year.
It seemed to be just kind of an emotional response to me speaking up about something.
Months later, Lee filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, then gave 90 days' notice that she'd found a new job. Within a week, Lee says Banner made her leave the clinic and cut her off from patients she knew for 15 years.
That was probably the most upsetting and harsh reality of them just dismissing me and making me go home that day.
Banner did not reply to an interview request. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly wants the federal government to give the green light to more work on portions of Interstate 11, which is planned to connect Phoenix to Las Vegas. Also from our politics team, Cameron Sanchez has that.
The I-11 project is designed to ultimately be a corridor stretching all the way from Canada to Mexico. In Arizona, it will ideally lessen reliance on the I-10. The Federal Highway Administration is working on an environmental impact statement for southern sections of the proposed interstate. Kelly reached out to the agency on Monday to ask whether ADOT can get started on any preparatory work on the portions of the corridor between Wickenburg and Casa Grande. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Across the West, extreme drought is leaving rivers low, threatening fish and recreation. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen tells us, some water managers are finding some creative ways to keep them flowing.
Anglers have encountered fishing restrictions this summer on rivers in Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado as warm water stresses fish. Wildlife and water officials wanted to avoid that on the Upper Arkansas River in central Colorado. Following an emergency agreement this month, more water is being sent from Twin Lakes Reservoir into the river. Blake Mimick works for the Colorado Water Trust, which helped put the deal together.
Basically make sure that the fish are, if not happy, at least have kind of their basic needs met.
The extra water will help cool things down for fish and keep the river flowing for rafting through the end of the summer. Mimick says the deal came together fast. To him, it shows how flexibility can help keep water in rivers during tough years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
ASU's new Center for Agriculture and National Security will provide research and policy guidance to secure food supply chains. Greg Hawney reports.
Geopolitical conflicts like the war with Iran have disrupted food supply chains worldwide. A report from the International Food Policy Research Institute shows prices of the fertilizer chemical urea doubled between January and April of this year. And that follows a similar spike in fertilizer prices after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. Alicia Ellis is director of the new center. She says the program will help provide teaching and research for securing food systems in the U.S.
Agriculture is traditionally an enormous strategic asset. So I want us to start thinking how we protect that strength, how we make it more resilient, and ultimately how we use it more deliberately as an element of American national power.
ASU says it has already partnered with the federal government to research how adversaries could take advantage of food vulnerabilities. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, well, a very strange story for the Diamondbacks. They have placed all-star second baseman Ketel Marte on the club's restricted list after he went AWOL last night in Boston. He did not show up for the series opener against the Red Sox. Here's manager Torey Lovello.
All I know is that he's dealing with a personal issue. We're trying to figure that out. And you know, he didn't show up today, and he was put on the restricted list. That's as much as I know right now. I'm sure in time we'll start to uncover and unravel some information.
Marte also went on the restricted list last year after his home in the Dominican Republic was broken into during the All-Star break. With Marte missing, the D-backs were blown out by the Red Sox 11-1 last night in the first of three. The D-backs fall a game behind the Padres, the final National League playoff spot. They'll try again this evening in Boston with Marte's status unknown. Basketball, the Mercury off till Saturday when they will host the Atlanta Dream. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Tuesday, August the 18th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.